Hey folks, welcome back to another Dev Influencers podcast. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood. And it's kind of funny because I've been thinking through kind of the process that we go through when it comes down to reaching people and making a difference and things like that. And a lot of the people that I wind up talking to, you know, on these strategic calls that I've been doing, a number of them, they come in and they basically say, I just want to make a difference, right? I just want to teach people how to do React better. I want to teach people how to succeed at being a web developer, or I want to help people within a certain demographic, right? So it's, I want to help, you know, Black people or women or, you know, whatever, right? I want to mentor new people coming into the developer community from other professions. I want to make a difference for people that live in certain areas or certain circumstances, right? And so they talk about making a difference. And I just want to talk through the idea a little bit, because usually once I start digging into, okay, you know, what kind of a difference do you want to make? Who do you want to make a difference for? You know, where are you trying to get people to, right? Some of this breaks down a little bit because they kind of see the outcome that they want, but they don't necessarily know how to get there. And the other problem is that they kind of have this idea or this principle in mind that's based on something that they're hearing out there in the community, right? So maybe they hear that Black people are disadvantaged or women are disadvantaged. I'm not going to I could argue both sides of that. I'm not interested in diving into that. But, you know, so they hear that and they want to go and they want to help solve the problem, which is admirable. And so at the end of the day, they're just like, well, I just want to make a difference. But the problem is that in order to make that difference, you actually have to be out there kind of among these people, pulling for them and talking to them and figuring out what they need. And these folks, a lot of times, they kind of shy away from the idea of becoming an influencer because they're not really looking for any kind of status, right? What they're looking for is they're looking for the ability to make a difference. And the reality is that in order to make that difference, as I said before, you kind of have to be out there talking to folks that fit into the group of people that you're trying to make a difference for. And the easiest way to do that is actually to be an influencer, right? So you get out there and you put your voice out there. You get out there and you talk about the issues they care about. You get out there and you find out what their problems really are and things like that, right? So then it's not, I want to help Black people come into the community, but you actually go talk to them and find out what obstacles they're running into, right? And some of them might be the same as other folks, and some of them may be different from what other folks experience, right? But at the end of the day, you're having the conversations that open the doors that allow you to figure out what the problems are and then to go solve them. And that's the thing that I keep pushing people toward is, hey, look, you have to understand the situation, and then you can go and actually help people get through it. And so if you're not putting yourself in a position where you can actually understand the situation, then it becomes really hard to have that outcome, make that difference that you want to make. And so at the end of the day, what you need to do is you really do need to put yourself out there and open the channel so that people can come to you and talk to you, right? Now, some of this you can probably do at a conference or things like that, right? You show up, you have conversations with people that kind of line up with the group you want to help. And, you know, you kind of find your way there, or you find a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group or something like that, where you can actually see what the conversations are and make a difference that way, right? Or maybe you just know people that fit into that demographic, and so you reach out to them that way, right? So, you know, it could be veterans, it could be, you know, people who worked in a specific industry, right? They kind of all come together and then they kind of go through the same process to get into programming. But whatever the case is, you have to have a way of reaching that community. And one of the biggest things that I found that allows you to do that is interviewing people on podcasts. If you bring people into the podcast and you say, hey, look, I want to help people like you, so I'm going to interview people like you and talk about what the challenges are, and then see if we can talk our way through to a solution to at least some of the issues you've encountered or are encountering, right? So you may ask them what their solution was, right? Well, you're saying this was an issue. How did you get through it? How did you get past it? How did you get around it? How did you get over it? Right. Or things like that. Right. I've interviewed a number of people about their journeys. Right. And some of them have come out of very, very poor countries or poor places. Right. And they talked about their journey into, hey, I learned to code back in my home country. And then I got a job in another country that was, you know, wealthier. Or I didn't really have a whole lot of opportunities. And so I went out and I found an organization that gives out these kinds of opportunities, right? So then you talk about, okay, the solution. How do you find those organizations, right? How do those organizations operate? And then you have an inroad to go talk to the people in that organization and say, hey, we interviewed somebody that went through your organization, got the outcome that I'm trying to give people. How do you operate? How does it work? How do I help people like this, right? And so then you can either get involved with what they're doing, or you can start something similar, you know, depending on what you're looking at. But in order to make that difference, you have to be talking to people within the space and figuring out what's there, what's available, what's helping people, what's missing, and then start to fill in some of those gaps on the what's missing, or fill in some of those gaps on the I could do this better than it's being done. And that's where you make the difference. But in order to do that, you have to open those communication channels. And I'm telling you that one of the most awesome and effective ways to do that is actually to basically reach out to people and say, hey, look, can I highlight what you're doing? Can I highlight where you've been? Can I highlight your journey? And interviewing them on a podcast is a terrific way to do that. And then you can start doing things like I'm doing, where I'm actually monologuing, talking about, okay, now that I understand where you're at, now I understand what you're trying to do. Now I understand the difference you're trying to make. Now I understand the people you're trying to help. You know, let's get in and let's actually help you get there. And so if you want to know how to make a difference, you're going to have to talk to people within the communities and help figure that out. And I would love to help you open that dialogue and have those conversations with those people so that you can understand critically where they're trying to get to. And so if you want to kind of go through a strategic call, I do these an hour. We just sit down, talk about, yeah, who do you want to help? What kind of outcome do you want to get? What kinds of problems do you want to solve? How do you find these people? How do you get answers to these questions? And then talk about how to actually set up a media channel where you can actually invite people in and have them on a podcast. And we do all that through the Dev Influencers Accelerator. And so what I would do is I would just go devinfluencers.com/apply. And that will take you directly to the place where you can go and you can apply to be in the accelerator, and we can work through these things to help figure out how you want to make a difference. And, you know, it's pretty simple process. It just takes a bit of time to build that audience and build the relationships that you need in order to get there. So if you want to do it on your own, I mean, it's tough, and it's tough to figure out how to get a hold of people, or you can just go through the process that I've already figured out. Because, you know, I've been like, I want to help JavaScript developers. I want to help Ruby developers. I want to help, you know, Angular developers. We have shows on all those and many more. And that's kind of the process that we follow. So anyway, I'd love to work with you. devinfluencers.com/apply. And until next time, max out.